Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In the last lesson, we learned about job application letter writing. Today, we will learn about job interviews. Let us listen to the story.
Man, I can't believe it. That boss really wants to see me tomorrow morning?
Yes, tomorrow. I'm so happy, bro.
At least we'll be doing something now, Silas. So our job application really worked.
Yes, we need to thank the youth center man for helping with an application to the other day. At least it was not in vain. Don't forget, Tewuka, your interview is planned to be in the morning. Mine is in the afternoon.
Yes, that interview. But I don't think that will be hard. Let's go to sleep and stop worrying. The interview is just to answer what is in our applications. It can't stop us from getting that job.
Well, maybe. But then again, maybe the boss may want to know us better by talking directly to us in the interview. That's what the youth center man was saying about interviews.
Students, Tewuka is at the Brock factory this morning for his interview. Let us listen to what is happening.
Hey, who is it?
Yes, it's me, Tewuka.
Tewuka? Oh, Tewuka. Yes, yes, come in. Bo, you're late by, let me see, 2 hours.
Good morning, boss.
But you've seated yourself already, young man. I don't know.
Yes, I'm here for the interview, boss. I thought you would not be here on time. You know we always deal with African time.
Well, I don't think so. But all the same, let's get to work. Your application did not say anything about school and how far you went in school.
School? But block factory work doesn't require years of schooling. This is not a bank work, boss.
Young man, be careful with your shoes against that table. What was your job responsibility? I mean, what you used to do at your former workplace? And for what reasons did you leave that job?
Look, boss, chicken work and block factory work are not the same. If you don't think I can make and pack blocks, no problem. I know I am strong. I had working, man. Just try me. You will not regret it.
I see. I must know if you can get here on time after we employ you. How far do you live from our factory?
Time? Don't worry, boss. I'll get here on time. Just employ me, you will see.
All right, Tewuka, your interview is over. Thanks for coming. I'll get back to you very soon to let you know if you are selected. Goodbye and good luck.
Students, Tewuka just finished with his interview. Did Tewuka's interview go well or poorly? Thank you, students. You might have said, Tewuka's interview did not go well at all. What did Tewuka do wrong in the interview? Thank you, students. You might have said Tewuka was late, he did not answer the questions correctly and clearly, and he was very disrespectful. Now, students, let us listen to Silas's interview at the block factory.
Hey, who is it?
It's me, Silas.
Oh, come in.
Hello, boss. My name is Silas Tabaro. I'm supposed to have an interview with you today.
Yes, Silas, you are right on time. Have a seat right there and make yourself comfortable. Just a minute. Let me get your letter. All right, Silas. Where do you live exactly? And what position did you hold in your former job?
Boss, I live here near Gachiriro, behind the big gas station with the car park. In my former job, I was the caretaker on the chicken farm. I used to make sure things were in order and everyone did their work properly and on time.
Good. And school? You said you stopped in level 3. Why did you stop school?
I was living with my uncle. When he lost his job, there was nobody to support me in school.
Oh, very sad. As take care of the on the farm, you also used to take care of supplies, is that right? Like going to town to get supplies, etc.
Yes, boss, exactly. I used to go to town to get suppliers, and I always checked how much suppliers were left. Not knowing what stock was left was very risky to the chickens.
But what did you leave your former job then?
Boss, there was a problem at the factory. A family problem. There was a fight. I was not to blame for the starting the fight, but actually I shouldn't have allowed it to go on. So we were sacked. I have learned my lessons now. No fighting at the workplace.
I see. Okay, let me do this. I will run some background check with your old workplace and make up my mind after that. But rest assured, if everything is okay, I think you may have something here. All right then, Silas, your interview is over. Thanks. Oh, do you plan to go to school again?
Yes, sure, my boss. There are night schools around here. As soon as I find stable work, I will continue with school. I really want to go for further levels.
Great. Thanks for coming, Silas. I will get back to you very soon, okay?
Thank you very much, boss.
Students, Silas has just finished with his interview. Did Silas's interview go well or poorly? Thank you, students. You might have said Silas's interview went well. What did Silas do well in the interview? Thank you, students. You might have said Silas was on time, he was eager and polite. He was responsive and respectful too. Silas also answered all questions correctly. Students, a few days have passed since the interview, and the factory owner has called Silas to his office. Let us hear what is going on.
Congratulations, Silas. You passed our interview, and now you won yourself a job here.
Wow. I can't believe it. Thank you very much, boss.
Well, thank yourself. We did our check, and everything you said about yourself was true. Here is your employment letter. Your supervisor's name and everything else is in there. Begin work tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much, boss. I will be there on time.
You see, I was hoping to hire two persons, but only you made it during my interview.
My friend Tebuka, I wonder what happened to him.
All the others failed, only you made it. Congratulations again, see you tomorrow.
Students, an interview is the chance to show an employer that you are the right person for the job. In an interview, it is important to be on time and be interested and be polite and respectful. You must be responsive to all questions and be clear and honest in all your answers. A good interview is part of good communication. A job interview is an opportunity for the employer to find out more about you and for you to find out more about the employer. To be successful for the interview, you need to be well prepared. Before the interview, consider the following. Learn as much as you can about the organization or business to which you are applying for a job. Think about how your previous work experience schooling and activities will help you perform the job to which you are applying. Dress appropriately for the interview. Allow plenty of time to get to the interview. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Practice interviewing with your friends or family. Give them a list of interview questions and you can practice answering them. Practicing is a great way to prepare for the real thing. Well, today Tebuka and Silas got the opportunity to market themselves via interview. Silas passed it while Tebuka failed. But the factory owner needs two employees. Will he finally accept to recruit Tebuka despite his poor performance during the interview? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.